Welcome to After Dark, kids.
That was the worst. Let's try that intro again.
Welcome to After Dark, everybody. Okay, that was pretty bad too, but that was better than the first one. So we'll
Would you rather have trumpets?
That's probably the only time I would want something like a trumpet.
Or, actually, this is what it should do.
Okay,
this
here we go.
Welcome to After Dark.
Okay, whoa. Dude, yes, how did you did not know? You didn't tell me you had that. Let's try one more time. Okay, ready? Hit it.
Welcome to After Dark, bitches.
Here we are.
All right.
After Dark, March 2018.
No holds barred, no pants on. You know how it goes.
All right. So we're going to be doing a one call-in segment. Anybody who wants to read, just call in. We'll get you there. If you're not, if the call's not picked up, just keep calling back. We'll get you lined up. You ready, JT?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
Let's do this. Warmer than a fresh batch of my mom's pies. It's World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. That's hot. Those bumpers crack me up, man. It's After Dark. You beautiful, intelligent people.
How's that, Mama? You like that one better? Here we go. We're going to go to right now to Sinister in Missouri. Let's do this. Hello, Sinister.
Hey.
Hey, welcome. Yeah.
I have not done one of these in quite some time.
Yeah, it has been a while for you.
That's true. It's been a while.
I think it's been a couple months.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna
easy.
Rip a head off and shit down its throat. That's what I'm doing.
All right, man. Well, you're the perfect person to lead us off here. So I'll just step back, let you take the stage.
All right. This is called Choke One Out. Cynically, these notions of cow shed bar harlots toil with my malice. Bright lights, degenerate music, siphoned from Dixie blowouts, incestualized. Picture perfect, smile and moonshine halos, shy the foot and mouth to shut her up. Inebriated now as to bend my aesthetic, I dance her out the exit mischievously. She will wake, drenched, womb raptured, whitewashed, gagging for breath. Belted asphyxiation, bruised her glossy eye sockets, fat lip from cock, stuffed, slapping, blackout hummers. Little streams of drugs, strange yet prevalent, run through nose and veins like wildfire. Chase the baggage your eyes now show in the dawn's darkening your slightly bit of pity. Your disease survives the acidity only sleazy money can buy and naked, sickly, stenched escapades. Cosmetic surgery attempted to damn your gaping atrocity that's ever so evident. You've given fantasy a horrific point of view that's lacking cohesion. Like your nearsighted perception rotating the shadows to cover the rash of despair found pseudo and the violence bent on knees. Screaming pathetic incantations of wanting more. No help is found. My God, you're a fucking whore. Cut the prowess of my shaft around that slippery clit. Don't want to hear you bitching. Choke on that shit. Push your head into the toilet as I break open the ass. Breathe deep until you can. You'll be a story I never wish to tell. Fucking you into a hefty bag from far offshore. Set dawn's bleak with my victorious might, chewing another bitch with death rights and peace.
Ah, the delicate love stylings of Sinister. Man, it's been a while. It's been a while. There you go, man. It's way to lead us in. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I can't wait to hear everybody else.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Sinister. And that was Sinister calling from Missouri, leading us off here in the After Dark segment. Now we're going to go to the hot state of Arizona for Mary.
And
hello, Mary.
No, I can't match that. No, I'm not going to do that.
It's okay. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that thing. I don't think anybody could do that thing. I think that's all his thing.
That
is a sinister thing. Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's the thing he can do.
I got my own little thing going on.
All right. Good. That's the end. I think that's all we want you to do is do your thing.
I don't know when I wrote this. I don't even care. Here we go. I feel warmest when I talk to you. I feel warmest when I talk to you, or when I feel the thoughts I wish you to feel for me as these things go. I feel warmest when I talk to you like vibrant hues of sunshine that mellow my heart and soften edges made. I feel warmest when I hear your laugh, see the corners of your smile, how they light a little fire inside me somewhere close where beloved things linger in dews long afterward. I feel warmest when I hear you call my name. Sounds so sweet, your timbre, how it resonates inside my ears and all the way through my wantings, coming over me on nights when lullabies and my longings to wish to hear you sing to me and warn me from within again, oh you, and home.
Very, very nicely done. Another side of Mary we haven't heard.
Oh, the after dark side. No, I got my nammies on and my jammies on. I got the heating pad. Even in Phoenix, it's cold. Good night, all. And I'm listening.
How big is that heating pad? Is that like 6 inches by 12 inches or something?
It's lonely here. It's lonely. I got a big pillow and a heating pad. Don't blame me.
Mary, thanks a lot, and thanks
all
so
right,
much.
All right, with that, here we go. Good night, and such a lovely show tonight. Almost over 900 hearts. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. That's wonderful.
Next one.
Mary, thanks so much.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next time.
You're welcome.
Bye. And that's Mary calling from Arizona. Wonderful. All right, here we go. Is he going to call us? Call in?
Stan should be calling.
All right, Stan, give us a shout now, if you could. All right, we got Stan, then we got Mama Oladeji, who's probably going to give me all kinds of stuff for that statement here at the beginning. That's okay. I'm prepared for it.
You got good thick skin for it, too.
I do. That's very true. All right. All right, and welcome back, Stan.
Yes, gentlemen.
All
right. Back again.
All right. It feels like this show's been on a little while. It's been good. It's been good. I feel like this has been a good show tonight.
Absolutely. Amazing. I love the takes people have been getting off of Sinister.
Yeah.
Inspired him, tied up. I mean, it's been amazing. It really has.
No kidding. It's been great. So do you have for us this time?
Well, since this is after dark, we're going to go very dark.
Oh, no.
Mainly in the idea that there is no monster more terrifying than the one human. And this will be Crimson Addiction. I find great pleasure in the dark when shadows force the light to depart, my true spirit let loose and unrestrained. For night is when I can peruse that special choice on life's menu, the choice that labels me as being quite insane. I can't remember how I started, when social taboos all departed, nor do I care to try to searching for a reason. One thing I know of me is true. I get ill standing near tofu, and I will never be accused of being vegan. An alpha predator, I hunt alone, stalking at night, hunting my own, bringing their lives to bloody, ravaged ruin. Though my methods may be repulsive, I admit that I am compulsive. Judge me ghoulish, but I'm still only human. Some choose the light for their soul's spark. Others prefer their souls be dark. I'm of the latter, with no moral restrictions. I revel in passion at their pain. Find wanton lust flowing from their veins. sweet satisfaction for my crimson addiction. I prepare a place that seems most fitting, an abandoned barn or city building. I won't be rushed, so I must be discreet. You know, you really must take the time to enjoy a repast that's this divine, since I dine only on the freshest meat. Through the shadows I've stalked and pursued, now they're down and well subdued. Alive, I carry them to my hideaway. Splayed and tied, sweet scent of fear, I sample the wine of their hopeless tears, my preferred appetizer and form of foreplay. Males, yes, but females preferred, though the sadist in my heart is stirred, the way a man howls during emasculation. But a woman's cries and horrified screams, like the greatest of carnal wet dreams, such sweet music to accompany evisceration. Entrails and fluid all around, the scent of death, my lust is abound. Naked now, my ardor at its max. Oh, how glorious and sensual the feel, as the fluids on my skin congeal, my ghoulish passions achieving sweet climax. Now the final act, to be performed, to feed my need and calm my storm, to finally partake of my grisly repast. With feral grunts and primal groans, my teeth rip flesh from off their bones, my crimson addiction satisfied at last. As I bask in the afterglow, comes time to leave, clean up and go. With such a habit, I dare not stay too long. So in the morning you may see me, moving on normal as I can be, my crimson addiction well sated and gone. For now, in peace.
I love the delivery of that piece was just the killer, Stan. Way to go.
Well, I decided I needed to break that back out and reacquaint myself with it because I know Mama's in that room listening.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to do it in front of Mama. Because Nyla, that Thursday, we were discussing poetry, and I mentioned Crimson Addiction, and she said she wants me to read it next week.
Oh, yeah.
You may not.
You're like, all right, you asked for it.
I'm going to give her a heads up.
Fair enough. Stan, I appreciate you. Appreciate what you do for the show and appreciate the quality you bring every week. It really, really matters and it really ups the game, I think, of everybody involved. And we appreciate you.
Well, I want you guys to know that we all appreciate the hell out of you too in this format. Thank you, Michael and JT. And on to the next.
All right. Thank you, Stan.
Thank you.
And that was Stan Collin from Alabama. He's done 3 segments tonight.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, now let's go to someone else this is going to be her 3rd segment tonight. Let's go to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland. Hey, Mama, you there?
Woo, am I here? Oh, yeah. OMG.
Yeah.
And it's a beast. No, he didn't just do that.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, he did.
And that voice, oh my goodness, that was amazing. I thought I was getting ready to get wild, but this is tame compared to that. It's called Love Starved No More.
All right.
We meditated and were melted into a heated state of being The fire alarms went off. The water hoses drenched us. Love blended us into a colorful rainbow. Emerged new colors of brush-stroked emotions, creating, procreating, two pros, creating. Finally, we fell to the floor, crawled to the exit. We needed to breathe fresh air again, suffocating in each other's arms. The lingering caresses and touches must stop. We have saved ourselves for later. We both knew to live and love another day. We must cool down our pace. The insatiable consuming of each other, as is each a new discovery of a new species. We gawked into each other's eyes, exhausted. Yet, with satisfied faces, we both guzzled fresh water, panted profusely. We were once love-starved, now fulfilled, anticipating the next time we will take it slow and easy. Yes, phew, the next time. In peace. Love starved no more.
Very, very well done, Mama. Very well done. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, After Dark. Mama, we really appreciate you as well. Thank you so much for everything.
You're very welcome. I enjoy myself on here so much. It's not even sensible.
Good. That's what we're going for. I love hearing that.
Well, you got it from me. Okay, I'm speechless right now because I gotta go.
It's all right. Understood. Understood. All right, Mama. Thank you so much. And that was Mama Ladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio, land of I'm not even gonna try it.
Fine foods.
Land of fine, damn fine foods.
See,
you know,
there we go.
That's the way to go about it. Damn fine. You know. All right, now we're going to go to, last but not least, from the snowy hinterland of Connecticut, the hellscape known as Connecticut, it's Barbara.
Nice introduction, Michael.
You're very welcome. Thank you. I like to use my words.
So I'm going to go in another direction tonight. Don't know if I ever read this. Maybe I did during the whole Fira, but it's called What Me Too Means.
Okay.
Did I read this one?
I don't think so.
I think maybe because I didn't have a After Dark to read it in. Anyway, What Me Too Means. As I saw all the people affected by the injurious actions of some men, so many I lost count, I realized we are a sad community of actions in common, which have at one time destroyed the peace and quiet of our lives. It didn't matter the age or the circumstance, for we are connected in a very sad way. Deplorable men have invaded our sanctuary, the corridor of decency we all have around us by either physical or mental means. They have caused us to feel doubt and worry and anguish over actions done to us by them. And yet they are practically invisible, for most of us have never told of their actions, or their actions were excused as normal. Hiding them in the secret passages of our brain, where the unspeakable lives, locked away from everyday thought, and slipped behind childhood memories and adolescent nightmares in the space where we never look. But my Me Too reminded me of my experience with a trusted family friend, my therapist, hired and paid by my mother to help me, the shy, quiet 14-year-old teen, awkward in social situations and not dating, who lay on his leather sofa completely at ease as he hypnotized me, and I succumbed to his advances. And my naive, shattered 14-year-old eyes beheld the member of a middle-aged man fully erect. And he shoved himself inside my baby mouth, used only to lollipops and candy, creamsicles and chocolates, not like any sucker I had ever licked, and coaxed me to swallow him, forcing himself upon me as I gagged, but continued in a somnolent-like state. Afterward, I wondered what and why it happened, as he assured me before taking me out of the state, I would remember everything. And anyway, no one does anything under hypnosis if they don't want to do it, creating the guilt that would force me for years to hide this away in my lockbox of memories. But oh, if he were the last to abuse me, that would be ended. But at 16, there were the catcalls to me from random men and the surreptitious groping by strangers on the subway, the executive who put me on his lap for dictation the summer before I wed, the college boys whose hands roamed over me as I said no. I weep for all my sisters in this terrible community of Me Too, for anyone who suffered at the hands of a voracious man who was groped or grabbed or fondled without permission, who said no and still was forced to succumb, who was raped by a family member and hid it, for those too young to know and those too drunk to know, for any of my community who had to lose a part of herself as she kept this event secret. I am a Me Too, and so are you, and you, and you, and we are all connected by the thread of our unveiling of the secret we have kept for so long, bringing it out into the open to expose the gross occurrences never discussed for fear of discovery. We have discovered our voice, and we will use it. We are an army of Me Toos, marching in unison to say it is time to stop this now, to say no more for the innocent children, the unformed adolescents, and the adults who suffered because they thought they were powerless. We are the power, and we say no more, no more, no more. End poem.
A very powerful piece and a very an important one. That stuff is far, 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 far too common. And I mean, that it even happens at all is, you know, ridiculous. But it's, I cannot believe the scope.
Yeah.
Very, very sorry. Very sorry for the people who were raped by family members. That's the one that makes me cry.
Well, it's a hot button issue with this show. There's been a lot.
I know.
You know, experience
I know. We
there.
Won't talk yeah. about. But I will say that I know too many, and also I will say that having had this happen to me, mm-hmm. I can only say that no one should go through it.
That's right.
No, no one should go through it. It's. Women, men have gone through it, and I know someone who has. And yeah. It creates a situation in your life that if you get out of it, you're lucky. You know, you're lucky if you keep your mind. You're lucky if you're not abused further. I mean, so many people I know I've talked to about this. And at that particular time, I had to write a poem because I was so burdened.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's overwhelming, really. It was just so overwhelming. And I was very happy to see that there have been movements now that are against it and are trying to raise the consciousness of people to see what it, you know, this kind of does. And so many people have been now punished, but it's very hard to erase all those scars. So, you know, that's what I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think racing is even going to be, you know, is even possible in many respects. But I think the idea of, and I was hearing someone else talk the other day, might have been George Clooney in a thing with David Letterman that JT recommended.
Yeah.
He's talking about the idea of having your day in court somehow adds some sort of legitimacy, but some, you know, many people can't have that. And
yeah.
And Barbara, you know, listening to the piece, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And no one should ever have to.
Yeah.
I didn't tell my parents until I was married 2 years. I didn't tell my husband.
Yeah.
It was a family friend, my mother's friend.
Yep.
And I don't know, maybe my mother was, all I know is I couldn't tell them.
Yeah.
I could not tell them. And so I'm glad that I could, you know, get it out. And thank you for giving us this forum. And also thank you for your wonderful show and for including everyone. It's just wonderful. So I just wanted to let you know before I go that I am going to be a featured poet at, I think I told you once before, but it's March 10th. Anybody in the New York area or the Connecticut area who wants to come see that, it's called Woman Scream, and it's in New Hartford. I think it's New Hartford. And it's in the library, and I'm going to be putting up the thing once more, the event, and anybody who wants to come is welcome in my area. So anyway, have a great night. I don't know if I'm the last, but I feel like I can't talk anymore. Okay. Good night, Michael and JT. Great show. Good night.
Thank you. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut with a really powerful piece and a strong ending to our show this evening. So that is, she is the last caller. In many respects, she is the lost dragon. And that was a really weird reference.
It's okay.
It's a little late. Hey, JT, you want to do that that After Dark thing again? Here we go. We're going to wrap up After Dark with this music. Yes, After Dark. All right. Whatever. Anyway, it's been a great show. It's been a long show, but I think it's really been put, you know, it's really, really come together, and we love it. Thank you so much for everything, guys. And we're going to see you next time. World Poetry Open Mic will return. Studio X segment. It's going to be a great time. So, once again, I'm just going to repeat this for myself, from JT, from Novia the Studio Cat, and from Ursa the Studio Dog. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time, and keep on writing.